Raisi, that Sarita Gedida Achasi. He says that a Sarita, what says Raisi is going to do, that's called the Gedida. That's the making a scratch inside your body. And a Sarita, it's the same thing. So therefore, you learn out one from the other. Uksivhosma says over there, Lameis. So he learns out that a Sarita is only Chayav on a Meis from the word of Raisi is going to do. Says by Raisi is going to do, Alameis. So from Gedida, I know the Torah only means Alameis. So when it says here, La Yisra too, so what is it? What does it mean over here? It means that Shechayiv, I'll come, and it says the word Benefeshir, it means Shechayiv, each mace. If you make one Sarita for five Mesim, you're over five lots. There was something in the Machlokes of Sarita and Gedida is Chad. Because the Torah says it's two separate lots. There's one lot Lois is going to do, that's called the Gedida, with a lot of La Yisra too. Do not make a scratch. So far, J.C. holds, it's the same thing. Now, Omar Shmuel, HaMesaret Tukri Chayiv. You make a Sarita with a knife, you're Chayiv. In other words, he also holds that Sarita and Gedida is the same thing. Otherwise, you could learn that Gedida means with a knife, and Sarita means with your hand. You scratch yourself, that's called the Sarita. Sarita means with your nails, you scratch yourself. And Gedida means with a knife. But Shmuel says, no, HaMesaret Tukri Chayiv. If you make a Sarita with a clean source of Chayiv. Meisre Avakasha says Sarita Gedida Achasi. It's really the same type of a lav. Ela, so why does Torah say it separately for? Sarita Biyad. Sarita means you scratch yourself with your nails. That's the lav of Sarita. Or Gedida Bakli. And Gedida, making a scratch, means with a knife. If you cut yourself with a knife, that's the lav of Meisre is going to do. So, of course, not like Shmuel. Shmuel says if you scratch yourself with a kli, you're chayiv. So my answer is, who the yom Reb Yosi? He owns the Reb Yosi. We had before. Reb Yosi says, Sarita Gedida is achasi. So it's a machlokes. If Sarita and Gedida is one, or the separate lavs, one scratching with your nails, and one's with a knife. Tony will learn Tony Kamet Reb Yechanan. Al meis, dein biyad, dein bekli chayiv. If you scratch yourself because of a mace, whether you do it with your nails or whether you do it with the kli, you're chayiv. Alavodas kechavim, if somebody does this to the oivet avodah zara, if there's a type of an avodah to scratch yourself in front of avodah zara, then the lach is biyad chayiv to kli potter, because that's the derech avodah. The derech to be able to avodah zara is to take a knife and cut yourself, mishem the avodah zara. But there's no avodah of scratching yourself. So scratch yourself with your nails, you be potter. For the moral of Ibcha, say it's just the opposite. If he is going to do, can mishpatam becharbois over mechoyim? Yeah. The reina biyad pata bekli chayiv. It says, let's call him biyad chayiv, just the opposite. I mean, biyad chayiv is scratch yourself, you chayiv, bekli potter. If you use a knife, you potter. For the moral of the opposite way, that if you use charbois, they used knives to cut themselves in front of the Avodah Zorah. Elayma rather, biyad potter. If you scratch yourself, for shame, Avodah Zorah, you potter. That's not a derech Avodah. But the kli chayiv, if you do it with the kli, with the knife, then you chayiv. The other verse says, the chayiv ala rosh shtayim. There are two pays. Mokhi rosheshes ben pirke resha. He pointed with his face to show them exactly where the payas are by the two ends of the head. Again, he showed him between the ends of the payas. So Mashmi, you can't say this over. You need your Rebbe there to show you exactly where it is. Because like we said, there's big machlokes exactly where are the five payas. Some say it's right below the payas, and the other one is down by the end of your cheek over here, and the fifth one is over here by your chin, and the same way over here, and back over here. Some say it's a little bit this bone, some say this bone, here, some say here. That's all we say, is you stay away with a razor, do not use a razor on your face. Rabbi Lozer Reimer in Nortland. Kesova, Chad Lavu, he holds us only one lav here. If you take off all the whole beard in one shot, you're only over one lav. The Mishnah now says you only chayiv at least on your beard if you use a razor. Then after some people to use a shaver. Tana Rabba learned like this. The Pasuk says the pas the konim lo yigalechu. You should not cut off your beard. It says galechu gimulach is a scissors. Yochai would have thought to say afilu gilchu b'mifrayim yichayiv. maybe if you just use your scissors to cut off your beard, you're also chayiv. Tamalem, another pasuk says, le sashkes, you cannot destroy it. That means take out even close to the roots. Even le sashkes, if it says just le sashkes, Yochai went on to say, im lotzid, im lotzid, rehitni yechayiv, if you pull out your beard, or you take tweezers and pull them out, yechayiv, you're destroying your beard. Tamalem, the pasuk says, le yigalechu, you cannot cut it. Hakei said, how do you have both? Ki luach sheyesh b'yashchasa. It has to be a cutting that cuts very close, that also looks like you destroyed it. Have yom is that power? That's a power, that's a razor. A razor does two things. It cuts, and it comes very close. So of course the question is, what's that if you use a shaver? Yeah. Really, cool, a shaver, it looks like does both also. Sure does. So it's a question, what the heck of a shaver is. Some say, what's that from Moshe Feinstein used to say, that the heck of a shaver is not called giluach. It's not called cutting, it's called mushing. It's like the two pieces of metal, the blade, just mush the hair. It's not really cutting the hair. That's not called giluach. Giluach means cutting. They're just mushing the hair. Other people want to say it doesn't come that close, it's not called tar. Right. What? That's right. Some people say even a shaver is also. Right. That's the issue. The issue is not to make a shchosa with comes close. Right. But Reza Reina, feeling lichter than a lakhet, who hit me, he chayit, he was even pulling it out with a tweezers is chayit. Because I'm a menashach. E gomig zere shovel u boi tar. Tweezers is not enough, you have to cut. E lo gomig zere shovel yifraya nami. Maybe even a scissors is enough. The Olam Gomer Gzera Shavu, he learns out of Gzera Shavu. Uksava Hani Nami Gmurach Avidi. He knows that's also called Gmurach. Using a tweezers is also called the Gmurach. You're like using a cleat to pull it out. Rashi Gmurach Avidi Hash Chesosim Leitzin Gmurach Leimer Gmurach Mikri. The Derech Legalech Them. Anything that's a Derech to do, that's Gmurach. Gmurach means it's a Derech. So the Derech to use a tweezer, so that would also be called the Gmurach. According to this svara, if you use a shaving cream, that would also be yosa. Like some people use powder. Powder is not called the giluach. But according to Reb Lezer, though, any derech to cut off, that would also be yosa. But we don't pass the Reb Lezer. We all know it has to be cutting. Therefore, shaving powder for sure is okay. Okay.
Roman Justice, last Gemara went over fast last time. But the question is, there's a law of Sarita, not to scratch yourself, not to make a scratch in your body. So we had a drosh that says l'nefesh, that you only chayv if you do it on a mace. And then Rav Yosi made a drosh that if you make one Sarita on five mason, you chayv five lavs. Why? Because it says the pasuk l'nefesh. The question was, l'nefesh we used already, that you only chayv a Sarita if you do it on a mace. The Talmud Gemara says, k'sav Rav Yosi, Rav Yosi shita was, that Sarita Gedida Achasi. The Torah says two lads in the Torah. And according to Rav Yosi, Yitaka over two lads. A Sarita, it says, La Yisra two, Saratis, don't make a scratch. Then it says, La Yisra Gedidu. A Gedida for sure means with a knife, not to cut yourself. It says by Gedida that you only hide if you do it on a mace. So according to Rav Yosi, there's two lads. If you make a Sarita and a Gedida, if you make a scratch, if you scratch yourself with your nails, and if you cut yourself with a knife, according to Rav Yosi, you're over two lavs. If you do one chabur, according to Rashi, Ha'isa chabur v'yatsa, if you make one chabur, the kli ala meis, chayiv shnei lavim. According to Rav Yosi, you chayiv two lavs, mishum misrat, and mishum negadet. So therefore, it says the word meis by gedida. So I know by sarit also it's only for a meis. So why is the person saying l'nefesh? It's just this chiddush, if you make one sarita, one scratch on your body, because you feel bad about five different mason, you're over five different lambs. So the Gemara, is this true? Shmuel says, ha-mesaret t'kli chayit. Shmuel says, also the chiddush, if you make a sarita, if you scratch yourself with a knife, you're chayit. Not only with your hands, but even with your knife. Next, we have a question. It says, Sarita Gedida Achasi, really it's the same type of a lav as Sarita and Gedida, and but, She Sarita Diyad, that means with your hand, scratching yourself, that's the lav. On a mace, you can't scratch, because of a mace, you can't scratch yourself. Or Gedida Bakli, what a person's lace is going to do, that means to not take a knife and cut yourself, because you feel sorrow over a mace.
So Yechui, you see, there are two separate laws, one scratching and one cutting. So how could Shmuel say that Mesaret v'kli yechayiv for Mesaret? Here the Blessed says, Yoni chayiv mishum gedida. So Moshe says, sure, it's a machlekes. Who the Yomik Rebbe Yossi? Shmuel goes like Rebbe Yossi. And Rebbe Yossi holds Sarita gedida achasi. It's the same love. Whichever one you do, whether you make a scratch or whether you cut yourself, you roll for two loves. So Shmuel is saying a chiddush then, that if you cut yourself, pshita, you over gedida if you use the knife. But he says a chiddush, you also over the love of Masaret. So Shmuel holds like Rebbe Yossi that for each action, you over two loves. Now, Tony, Tony, Kamed Rabbi Yochanan, al mace, if you cut yourself because you feel sorrow over a mace, bein biyad, bein bekli chayit, you receive malchus, whether you use your hands just to scratch yourself, or whether you use a knife to cut yourself, you have this lav, one lav, could even be two lavs, if you over Kabbay, you see the two lavs. What about al avoidus kechodin, means in the case that you're worshipping avoidus zora, al avoidus kechodin, then the lach is biyad chayit. If you do with your hand, hey, that's the derech avodosoi, then you're chayiv. The kli potter. But if you, the way you eat the avodah zorah is with your kli, with a kli, then you're potter. If you cut yourself, and Rashi speaks out, mashma, that's the way they worship their avodah zorah, if you would come and cut yourself, you'd be potter. So Moshe says, no, the ipchuk says, the potter says just the opposite. It says, vi yizgoydugu, kimish potom, becharovois, over mochem, that they use swords and spears, and that's the way they cut themselves. It's talking about the way they did for Avodah Zorah. So you see, clearly they used to use spears. They used to cut themselves with a kli. Elena rather said like this, Biyad Potter, if you just scratch yourself with one of the Avodah Zorah, that's not the Derech Avodah, therefore you Potter. But the kli chayiv, if you do it with a kli, you cut yourself in front of an Avodah Zorah, that Derech Avodah Zorah, then you be chayiv. Then the Mishnah says, the chayiv ala rush, that if you cut off your payas on the sides, you're chayiv two malkasin. So where exactly are they? Mochi Rav Shesha. Shesha had a show them point. Bein Pirke Rosha. Between the two prokhs and the two bones of the head. As you say, there's two bones here, the top part of your skull and the bottom part of the skull. They meet by the temple. So by the two temples, that's where the payas are. Now, exactly what the lav is, what we'll soon see. The Mishnah after these two lavs of the face and the payas, the sides, and the beard, it says that this is only with a towel, with a razor. So there are some shittas that learn that it's only yes to cut your payas off also with the razors. But not with a razor, it's mutter. Well, we're machmer to say no. But on the payas, it's also even misperayim cane towel. To cut it very close to the bone, where they say you should always leave over at least kedei achiza, that you could grab a hold of it by the payas. Then the Mishnah says, the alazokin by the beard, shtayim mikan, shtayim mikan, diachas mumata. So there are two lavs on each side and one on the bottom. Where exactly are these 5 points? So again, it's hard to say, because you see the Rebbe, Mochi Rosh Hashanah had a point, Bein Pirke Dikna, between the bones, between the prokim, where the bones come together by the beard, by the jawbone, the top part of the jawbone, the bottom part of the jawbone, and by the chin. These are the 5 places. Rebbe Lezer Raim in Mochlin, he says, if you take off the beard at one time, you only over one lav. Why? Kisov, when it says past Zekonam, he holds Chad Lavu, it's only one Lav. Also when it says one time past Zekonam. We dash and it says Lashon Zekonam, means in Lashon Rabbim, all different points of the beard. But he holds no, even if you take a razor and cut off your whole beard, you only chayiv one Lav. Then the Mishnah says, V'yein chayiv Ashit Lenu Batar. Says this in the Mishnah after the two Lavs of the payas and the beard. That's the question, does it go back to both parts? To the payas also that it's only over with a razor, that's the Rambam Shita, but the Mechab we pass will match with the other Shita. That this part of the Mishnah only refers to the beard. By the beard there's a heter if it's not a razor, but by the payas it has to leave a little bit longer. Now, Tana Rabbanan, the person says, you pass the konam lo yigalechu, you're not going to cut off your beard. If so, Yochla would have thought to say, afilu gilchu ben mispirayim, even if you use the scissors. Scissors is also called cutting. You cut off your beard, yechayiv. Tamalem, another person says no, leisashchis, that you're not allowed to destroy the beard. Now, ileisashchis, if the person just says not to destroy it, Yochel, I would have thought to say, imelikto bimelaka bevehitni, if you just pull them out, you use the tweezers to pull out the heel, maybe also yechayiv, that's called ashchosa. Hashchosa means you come, Rashi says, you come close to the root. You like cut it close to the root, and treat it, you pull out the root. You pull out the whole heel, you should be chayiv. At this time, Lem the Pasuk says, no, le'igalechu, says you're not allowed to cut the beard. But if you just pull it out, that's not called cutting, that's okay. Since so, Hakeit said, where exactly is the lav? It's giluach sheyesh pe'ashchosa. It has to have two things. It has to be cutting, you have to cut the beard, and also so close that you're destroying it. Have you earned the zatar? I'll tell you so, you only over if you use a razor. The razor has the two milas that it's cutting, and it comes very close. Whereas just the scissors, even if you do as close as you want, it's not close enough to make be called hashchosa. So again, we spoke about the question is, what exactly is the heter to use a shaver? So the Achraim say either one or the other. Some want to say it doesn't, it's not that close, that like a razor. A razor, the blade itself touches your flesh, whereas by the shaver, there's a shield in between, for some want to say. Some want to say, no, it is called hashchosa, it's pretty close, you can't see it. I think the Moshe Feinstein used to say that the heretics is not called cutting, but it's called mishing. It's called like you look inside, it's always like powder. You don't see any pieces of hair. It's not called the gemurach of cutting. It's a different type of a process. It's you have two metals rubbing together, it mushes the hair together. That's not called gemurach. Now, scissors will be okay. A scissors, the Gemara says, is called cutting. But there it's not so much the cutting of it, and more or less mushes it. Like rubs it to pieces, it rubs it to tissues. Rubbing it is not called cutting. Cutting is cutting, and rubbing is rubbing. Now, Rabbi Lezer Raimon the Mishnah, Filu Likta the Malakar of Hitni Yechayiv. He knows even if you take tweezers and pull out your beard, also Yechayiv. The question is why? Manashach. He gom exerishavali boitar. If he opens exerishavam, you ask out giluach. That means like a tar, a razor that at least cuts. Here, pulling it out, there's no action of cutting. And he like gom exerishavam, if he does not learn exerishavam, you learn each pasuk by itself. So that's where Ashchosa by itself is chayiv. Therefore, pulling it out is chayiv. If so, in Cain, the Rebbe says, Miss Brian Nami, loy. It should be also to use the scissors on your beard, because it's the gluach. But if you learn each pasuk separately, so the pasuk says, do not cut, so even scissors also. And his mashma, scissors is mutter. It's only, you can't destroy it. So why? Well, the element, the answer is, Gom Exerishava. He also an Exerishava. You have to have two things, destroying and derech of cutting. So therefore, using a scissors is not destroying it. Therefore, it's mutter. But Uksavar, he holds, why is using a tweezers also? Haninami Giluach Avdi. It's also considered a cutting. Now, why is tweezers called cutting? It's not cutting, it's pulling out. So in this Rashi says that he holds Giluach Avdi, Hashchasosim Raisi Giluach Leimar. Giluach mikri de derech legalach bim. Anything that's a normal manner to take it off, that's called giluach. So the normal manner is to use the tweezers, that's also called giluach. So according to Rabbi Lezer, the chura using powder would also be also. Some people don't want to use a shaver, they use powder to burn off the beard. So if that's the derech b'kach, that would also be called giluach. Like we hold, not like Rabbi Lezer, we hold powder, true it destroys the beard, it's ashchosa, but there's no giluach involved. There's no action of cutting. But according to Rabbi Lezer, you do not read a real cutting. So giluach just means something that's a derech. It's normal thing to do it that way. So therefore, it's normal to pull out the beard, the same thing to use a powder. But we hold, like a Tanakhama, that it's only over, there varies with two things. That's to be a shchoso and a giluach. And that's a razor. Okay, now the Mishnah says, Ha'akoy says, if you write on your flesh like a tattoo, we'll soon see what that means. You are first put ink there, and then you take a knife and cut yourself that the ink goes into your flesh. That's a lav. Let's say you just wrote, you put ink on your body, but you do not cut, or else karka, you cut yourself. But you do not write, it's not a lav. It's much more first you have to write on your flesh, and then you take the knife and scratch yourself, and the ink goes inside and stays there. That's the law of Ksavas Karka. Now, Bidyoi, either you use ink, or Kachoyl, or with paint, or Vachol Davish Roshim, anything that stays, that you could see it. Not something that just goes away right away.
Right. Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, Mishum Rabbi Shimon Oimer, Ein Chayev Atzichtav Shem, Shom Es Hashem. He holds the only Chayev unless you write on your body the shame of an Avodah Zorah. We'll soon see the Gemara says. Shinemar the Pasuk says, Uksoiv Askarko Latitnu Bachem, Ani Hashem. Mordash means Ani Hashem and not Veloy Acher. Means do not write the name of an Avodah Zorah. Omale Rav Acha Bereid Rav Rashi. He says, what are you telling me? The Pasuk says, so Ani Hashem is Mashmi, you're dashing that you have to write Ani Hashem. So Mashmi, you have to write Hashem's name Mamish. Maybe the community would also be good then. Or Malay said back, Loi, that's not what I meant. But rather, Kiratoni Bakaporo, that the love is only if you write the tattoo on your body the name of an Avodah Zorah. Why? Shinema, because we be dashing like this. The Pasuk says, "Uksoy v'karka le'titnu b'chem ani Hashem, ani Hashem lo yachar. I am Hashem lo yachar. Do not have somebody else, another name, an avodah zarah written on your flesh." That's what he holds. We pass on like the Tanakama, slav daf k'shem avodah zarah. Any tattoo is awesome. Omer Rav Malkiya with an aleph. Omer Rav Ada Baravam also lo liyodom. You can't take ashes from burnt wood. Those ashes make an indention, permanent stain in your body. If you have a wound, an open wound, there's blood, so these ashes are going to go into your body and they'll make a stain there. That's the lav of k'sevas karka. Or better, mifnation nearest k'sevas karka. Mashmah, it's not the lav itself, because you did not make a karka. You did not scratch yourself here. You have an open wound already. Therefore, you should not do this. It's malas sayin. The ashes is going to stay there. There's going to be a stain in your body, and people will think that you put it there through a karka. People think you first cut yourself. So since it's a marasayin, it's also to do it. Not also midiraisa, because you did not make the karka here, but a marasayin, people think you did it, it's also. Omer Rav Nachman Breid Ravika. Shepud. The loch about a shepud, you once had in Bayam, that's if the shepud of a spit breaks on yomtiv. Are you allowed to fix it or not? Is Ma'achshir Yechonefesh Mutam, another halacha, Shvachas, Gemara and Ksubis. If you have a few maids in the house, how much work does your wife still have to do for you? The Gumas, Gemara and Nida, when a lady first brings a Cyrus, a hair, to become a Gedela, a Gumas means there's the hole there, even though the hair fell off. Just a hole in the body, is that called a simin godless or not? So, Rav Malkiyev. The one that said those halachas were with a vav, Malkiyov. But Blurius, the Gemara in Avodah Zorah about giving a haircut to a guy, like an Indian that used to leave the middle of the hair, the shame of Avodah Zorah, and just cut off the sides, for such haircut you have to be careful and stop cutting 3 inches before. And else, our halach here, Eitha Mikla, if you have burnt ashes that you want to put on your wound, or else the halach of Gevina, the Gemara in Avodah Zorah about Gevina Sakim, a certain type of a cheese was also there, so Rav Malki with an aleph, he said over these three halachas. He explained why the Gvinas Nike is also, because he used to shmir chazer on it. So even though the names sound alike, Malkiyov with a vav and Malkiyov with an aleph, he's telling them clearly don't make mistakes. Rav Popo argues and says, no, that's not the Seder. Rav Popo Rama Masnisa no Masnisa. If it's ever a Mishnah or a Braisa, it was Rav Malkiyov that said it, not Malkiyov. Ushmaitetza, just the Gemara, that was as Malkiyov. B'samnech, how could you remember this? Masnisa, Malkasa. That a Mishnah is like a Melech, that came first, that's what Malkiyov said. A thing that was said over in the Mishnah, in a Braisa, that came from Malkiyov. So what is he arguing on? My B'nai Lika B'naiu, Shvachis. The Shiloh is, who said this Halach of Shvachis? And according to Rav Popo, Shvachis is a Mishnah, so it was of Malkiyov. According to Rav Nachman, it was Malkiyov with a vav. Now Rav Baby, Rav Beva Bar Abaya, Kopen, he was makbid, he was strict, that afilu arivdu de kesuta. If you have a cut on your body that was made through a surgeon, Rashi says, it means like a tool that the doctor cut you, so you have a wound there. He was makbid even on such a wound, not to put something like mercuricone there, because now it looks like the mercuricone will go inside the body, even though you're doing it l'shem refuah, but there'll be a marasayin, people will think you're doing it l'shem k'sevas karka. You have an open wound there, and now you're putting the curcum there, it goes into the body, or look under the skin. But the Rashi Yama, no, that's mutter. As long as there's a wound there, and what you're doing now looks a little bit like medicine, people will know that what you did was the Shem Refuah and not the Shem Service Karka.
So really, Rav Ashi is arguing on Rav Malkiya. He said before, Eifa Makl is also, even though it's Agari Makosoi, we pass on it, that we pass on it's Mutter. Anytime it's being done, Agari Makosoi in the wound, we say it's for Makosoi Mechicholov, there's no Marasayim.
There's no Marasayim. Everybody knows what you're doing, it's a Refuah. Even though the stain remains, there will be Mutter. Now the Mishnah says, Nozir shoy yishoyse yayin koloyoy. A Nozir has three lavs. A Nozir is not permissible to drink wine, to touch mesim, and to cut his hair. So the Mishnah says each one. Let's say a Nozir was drinking wine the whole day. Still, ein chayes el achas. The owner receives one malchus. If they warned him once in the morning, do not drink wine, he does not listen, he continues to drink wine the whole day. Since there's only one asroah, it's considered like one long action, there's only one malchus. That's the chiddush of our Mishnah. That what makes something into two different actions for malchus, hasroah, if they warn you. If you only have one warning, what you do afterwards is all considered one long action. But if they warn you each few minutes, it's considered a second action to receive a second malchus. Therefore, Omrul, if they tell you, Al Tishta, do not drink. Like they warn you every few seconds, V'ushoysen, he continuously drinks, Chai v'akolakas v'yachas. Every single warning they give you, that's mechalik, makes it for another action. So if every action is called a lav sheish by maisa, you receive malchus. The same thing, Hoyim etam ala mesim, kol hayom, if a nozir was touching mesims all day, and the Chai v'lachas, they only warned him once in the morning, there's only one lav. Omrul, they keep on warning him though, Al Tatame, stay away. You're a nozir, there's a lav, not to touch your mace. Vu metame, he doesn't listen. If each hasroah continuously touches the mace, chayiv akolachas v'yachas. For every single hasroah they warned him, there's another malchus, it's to another action. That's the machlokes. We'll soon see the Gemara here. And the third lav is, hoyi megalach kolayim. A nozir was cutting off his hair the whole day. Again, they only warned him once, ein echayv alachas. Even though he cuts off the whole day, he's doing an action the whole day, but since there's only one asro, it's like one action, there's nothing to be mechalakit, there's only one lav, one malchus. Omrulah, if they keep on telling him, al tegaleach, do not cut, vu megaleach, he doesn't listen, he keeps on cutting, chayv akolachas v'yachas. That's the chiddush of our Mishnah. For every asro, every time you warn him, that's mechalak. That's what divides up the actions. Now, somebody put on klayim, he's wearing shatnas, wool and linen together, and he leaves it on the whole day. It says, he's only chayiv one lav, if they only warned him once. What's going to be, omrulah, if they keep on warning him, al tilbush, do not wear this suit, it has shatnas in it. Now, the Lashon Mishnah is, through poishet for leivish, he takes off the suit and puts it back on again. Chayev akolachas v'yachas. For every warning, he's chayev another malchus. So why? Because if he would just leave it on once, so true, every time they warned him, it's like a new action, but it's a lav shein by maisa. You're not doing the new action, it's on you already. So therefore, in order to receive a new malchus, you have to do a new action. So poishet the Mishnah means, you have to actually take off the suit, and then put it back on again. So if every action of putting it on again, that's a lav sheish by maisa, and if you are warned in between, that's mechalik, therefore you receive a malchus for each time you are warned, but providing that you did the action of taking off and putting on again. Well, soon in the Gemara, one man the other says, no, you do not have to take it off, just leaving it on is also a lav. That's your case of just staying in the basic forest, we'll see. Now the Mishnah says, a chiddush, that